Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Schoolyard, and I told you this off the air, where you're picking players and like all the good ones are picked, except in this case, they're not. Like they're right there for you to pick to be on your schoolyard team. So it was disappointing.
So you think when Klieman says yesterday, and we'll play a little bit of the audio maybe a little bit later, maybe coming up here and run down, that they didn't believe that he would be there in 17, that that's just complete BS and spin. That he said they had intel that he would because you said he still, you know, you're going with that post review, and that's what I talked about. Everybody's framed this, or a lot have, as they could have just stood pat and got this guy at 17.
That could be.
Klieman clearly said, no, that was not the case. We had intel that said he's not going to be 17, and we shouldn't believe him.
I'm not
going to
dispute Klieman because I don't know what he knows. Well, all I know is if I'm the agent or somebody like that, I'm absolutely telling him he's going to get picked at 10, and I'm telling people to tell the Grizzlies that he's picked at 10.
That's what I'm telling you is that after you listen to the kid and he knows the whole front office's first name,
sure,
right, and you listen to Klieman come out and say publicly we had intel that he wasn't going to drop down to 17, don't we have to give that the benefit of the doubt? I'm with you on disappointment,
sure,
but I'm going to lean toward that more than I am a New York Post report from the surface that says, hey, I think they could have gotten him at 17. I know it's Zach Kleiman's job to spin it and to sell
he's the millionaire. He's the one who gets to make this pick. I'm with him.
I don't think it's just BS and spin that they had a relationship with the kid. They'd been scouting him for a long time.
Oh, I don't think it's BS.
Time,
no.
And that they had intel that said that they didn't think he was going to be there at 17.
I don't think it's BS, Jason. But what I do know is I'd rather gamble on not getting him at 17 than gamble and getting him at 10.
I'd just rather have Bouknight or Moody.
And I would rather have Bouknight and Moody,
too.
That's
just where I'm at.
Part two, I agree with you on, too. But I'd rather
I believe Klieman is that they didn't think he was going to be there at 17. And look, if this is your guy, and this will be tied to him. There will be no, what did Jason or what did Brad say the day after? This
Nobody
will always
cares.
Be hung
yeah.
around, this will be hung around Klieman's neck. There's no question about that. That will be the, that will be the final say-so, is that you had this chance. You're the one that had the relationship with him. You're the one that saw something when everyone else didn't see it at 10 for him. And so you'd better be right.
Now, this is where you get to have your Giannis Antetokounmpo moment. Like,
but I believe him in terms of they studied him, they liked him, all that. Apparently you did. Apparently you did, because no one else had him this
high. I really hope he's awesome, man. I really do.
Let's hope Klieman got that third eye.
If it hits, man.
Third CNI, man, the rest of us don't have.
If it hits, more power to him. And I'm going to go regardless. Like, I'm all in. So I hope
I already know. First 18-point game in the summer league. Brad going to be like, my Lord, they got a Hall of Famer right here. Yeah, you'll be coming.
Man,
around.
I hope so.
I hope that's the case.
Me too.
Like I said, we're both hoping to be wrong in this case. We were not wrong about the Los Angeles Lakers making a move. They have done that. We're going to talk about it. It's a major one, a blockbuster. They're adding, a guy who other teams have been ready to move off of here lately. Will he be the final piece for a title run again next season for LeBron and Anthony Davis? We'll talk about that and much more. Baseball season's over. Dodgers have said as much in trading for Max Scherzer. That and plenty more when we get back. You're listening to J&J 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing.
Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Norton Hurd, the fourth. And I think it'll be worth it for you, both for Grizzlies fans, because we're going to talk about Zaire Williams' game. He's not so far removed from being on the grassroots circuit as one of the top high school prospects in the country. Was he? He's just 19, right?
Yes. 19, yeah.
Hurd just going against this man. He knows his game well. Also going to talk a little bit about Jalen Duren and what Team Thad went through at the Peach Jam.
I have my Santi impression, too, that this 30th pick here. Let me see. Here's the, yeah.
Oh, you do?
So that's him. He's saying hello on Twitter. Santi Aldama.
That was the voice of Santi Aldama?
Santi Aldama.
It's Aldama.
Santi Aldama has chimed in, and he's going to be a Grizzly.
We are excited about that as Santi well. Aldama. All of that coming. Before we do all that, we're going to do the rundown. Let's get into it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Brad clearly very excited to get our first public comments from the great
Santi Aldama. I might be more excited about Santi Aldama because, man, I mean, he's a 20 and 10 ratchet. He's a 20 and 10 ratchet from Loyola, Maryland.
Who's also had some knee issues, apparently.
Oh, I didn't know about the knee issues.
I think it's the knee.
Oh, no.
He's had some surgery.
The knee problem?
Only played 26 games. You didn't know about that?
I didn't study it close enough.
Well, I think we were also disappointed by the first
I went to
pick.
Sleep as soon as I saw the flop, and I thought we were going to, you know, get Desmond Bane again with the 30 pick.
But Santi Aldama, yes, ended up being the Grizzlies' second first-round pick. Before we get to all that, though, and we'll give you as much Santi Aldama audio as you'd like.
Sure.
The Los Angeles Lakers made a blockbuster move yesterday. And like
they did.
The draft, obviously, overshadowed some of it, and the league adding all of these new players, and particularly the top of the draft and where those guys were going to go. But clearly the Lakers made a move we all knew was coming, whether it would be Buddy Hield they were looking at or whether they would try to go a little bit larger game hunting, and they did in landing Russell Westbrook. Three-player package, went to the Washington Wizards. Basically it's Russell Westbrook for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and then the number 22 pick last night. Wizards were sending over to a couple of second-round picks, I think.
I do like what the Wiz got there, though. I mean, the Wiz, they
well,
did
Russell
a nice
didn't
stash.
Want to be there. He'd let them know. Yeah. And this is becoming quite a thing for him, isn't it? Russell Westbrook in terms of new teams, that kind of thing. I read a stat where he'll be the fifth former MVP to play for four different franchises in a span of four seasons or fewer. Mm. Joins just Bob McAdoo, Shaq, Allen Iverson, Derrick Rose. How about that? He's just the fifth to do that.
That surprises me.
Four teams in four seasons. Now, most of those guys, it's at the end of your, right? It's at the end of your career for a lot of those
guys. He's not that caliber, but I will say Jimmy Butler bounced around a lot when he went from,
he did there for a minute.
Minnesota and then Philadelphia, and then they're like, I ain't.
Well, ended up getting a finals appearance out of it, and I don't think he'll get back to one. We shall see. But it was a huge deal, and listen, everybody's talking right now today in terms of, you know, how the Lakers going to work this out. Are there enough balls to go around? Same questions we always ask when you put three superstars together. We asked it initially about the Brooklyn Nets, and we see when healthy, they found a way to get it done. Now, injury obviously cost the Brooklyn Nets a shot at a title this year. I'm not as much concerned about the chemistry issues, and you put three probably Hall of Famers together, It's more so, are they going to last until it's time for the playoffs? Because LeBron James, whether we want to, you know, admit it or not, and I know he's been Superman for a very long time in this league, but he'll be 37 on December 30th. And the question will be, can he continue to hold up physically? Can Anthony Davis, who's shown that he is injury prone, hold up physically? That's the thing. Remember, LeBron missed 27 games last season. That right ankle sprain, missed a great deal of it. And more than that, because everybody can get injured, that wasn't the same LeBron James when he got back. Mm-hmm. As you're used to. So it's, again, not just about the time he missed from the injury. You didn't get the same LeBron in the playoffs.
Right.
And I think as a result of that, as a result of the time off.
No, he was not right.
No, and it's really the first time. And again, he'll be 37 years old on December 30th. Ideally, and I think, though, that this is why, and what did Vegas have them as the second, they had the second best odds next to the Nets next year?
Yeah.
And you figured, because you knew they were going to make a move.
Stock up.
Ideally, at this age, and I know folks got hot at Kendrick Perkins last night for saying something similar to this, but ideally, you want LeBron to take halves and quarters off and not to be a guy that's got to go hard for an entire season and be your face and make all the decisions and all the playmaking decisions and all that. Hell, you need that. Because the only time, if you are the Lakers, that having LeBron's going to matter is the playoffs. So you need a healthy one. And so ideally, you know, we can talk about chemistry and all that if we want to, but it's just wasted words. Because they need LeBron right now to be sort of a third option. You use a Russell Westbrook, who's no spring chicken either, by the way.
32 years.
He'll be 33 in November. Be 33 in November. You use him and Anthony Davis to get you through the regular season and just do your best to be healthy at the end. That is the key at this point for their careers, because that window is closing. As young as Anthony Davis is, he's 28 years old. Because of his health issues, because of the age of LeBron and Westbrook, that window's closing. So the key for them will just be getting through the season more so than it is anything about chemistry.
I don't believe in this Lakers team. And the reason why is because of the West. Like, there's going to be a healthy Golden State team in there. You got the Clippers coming back. You got Utah probably going to try to get Conley on a cheaper deal. Like, Mike Conley would have been a good cheap guard, but he probably ain't taking that big of a discount.
I think more the issue for them is going to be, because you've traded away some of your depth here, the question is going to be, do you have enough depth?
Who's going to play?
To allow Westbrook and AD and LeBron to finish a regular season healthy. Do you have enough depth to take even pressure? We talked about
and win games.
Westbrook taking pressure off LeBron. What you really need is some role players to take pressure off them.
Yeah.
So you've got them in the important times. That to me is going to be the key concern to all this. And their health is, do you have enough role players around them to where they're not having to go score 75 points every night, 80 points between the three of them to win the game for you?
Well,
I don't know that the Lakers are going to have enough depth to get through a full regular season, through a playoffs, with those three guys still intact and healthy. That is the key.
You need a bunch of KCP-type players. You need KCP-type players to get you through.
You need some depth to get you through. And listen, they'll make little moves here or there. We'll see. I'm interested to see what happens with Schroeder, with Dennis Schroeder, whether or not he'll be back or not. I don't think so. We've all talked about it. It sounds like he's going to be moving on.
Yeah.
So what do you have left and around those guys? You know, it's not critical one game, you know, one series. What it's critical for is for a regular season to get these older guys now, LeBron and Westbrook, through it, so you've got them come playoff time. If they are healthy, if the three of them are healthy by the time you get to the playoffs, they're absolutely a title contender. They're absolutely a team that can jump right back in and win a title next
season.
Got
to beat Phoenix.
But the key, again, Phoenix, we'll see.
Got to beat Utah.
Chris Paul's not getting any younger either. Chris Paul's not getting any younger either. That's the thing about Phoenix, they're not.
They're deeper, though. I mean, they got Campaign presumably on a better deal.
Well, he's a free – Campaign, I mean, go get some money.
Hopefully he gets paid by them. I think if you're the Suns, you need to try to you need Campaign on that.
Well, I think they're hoping so, because if I'm not mistaken, they just traded Javon Carter, one of their other backup point guards last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Damn, Javon going.
So they need, if Campaign leaves, they'll need a backup.
That's their guard.
They'll need a backup point guard, because they got they moved Javon Carter last night. Javon Carter, who we know and used to be a friend of the –
Yeah, he's going to the Nets. There, you got that right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I saw it on
Shamit
there last night.
They did get Landry Shamit, though.
So
wow.
They got Shamit. Unlike, you know, joking around about the Dodgers and what they did with Max Scherzer, I don't feel like this is a shut-down-the-league trade where, oh, man, Lakers have done it. Give them the title, all that, because Lord knows you got
there.
No, and we've still got to see a healthy Nets team that I think is going to give you – Bucks are not going anywhere. We'll see what happens at Philly. I'm not even putting them up on that tier – of those other guys there. But clearly, if you've got those three healthy, you've got a shot at a title. Be interested to see how it all works out and whether or not they've got enough depth to keep those three healthy. That's going to be the key for them in terms of advancing in the playoffs and having a chance again to get LeBron, what, number five?
Mm-hmm.
Would be number five for him with your ghost chasing tail. Good luck, LeBron, now that you got Westbrook.
Next story.
A little bit from the draft last night.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of little nuggets and things. We talked a lot about the Grizzlies, and obviously they're part in this in the draft. But overall, in terms of things you saw last night, I want to make sure we did this in the 3 hours that we were on today. That Terrence Clark tribute, my wife was watching at that point. We both came away teary-eyed. That was hard. Had his mom up there. Terrence Clark, obviously the former Kentucky Wildcats player who died in a car accident. You know, had his family come up. They put on the hats, sort of as if, almost as if it would have been for Terrence Clark if he had been drafted.
Yeah.
Absolutely touching moment, and one of the, you know, it's those kinds of touches is where the NBA's got this thing figured out. It was a wonderful tribute last night. Again, we've talked about the Grizzlies picks. Haven't talked much about what else went on in the draft. I thought that was one of the
That was one of the
better moments last night, and certainly a touching one.
This is the thing that the NBA does so well.
He was working out for the draft when he was in the car accident.
And not only do they do the tribute, but then they do the actual pick, and Silver goes up, and you get. I mean, it's just like it takes your breath away when you see that moment. It was so special.
Absolutely. Was there anyone else's draft who you liked more? You know, jumped out at you. We've talked about how much we actually like the Book Knight trade for Charlotte. I mean, excuse me, the Book Knight pick for Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
Being there with LaMelo. Was there any other draft you looked at and man said, oh yeah, those guys got it done last night.
Three teams I thought that obviously Houston upgraded because they get Jalen Green and then they get the two.
They got work to do, but you love the draft. I like what they did.
They had four first round picks and they used every one of them and they were productive looking players. Josh Christopher, even at the 24, you get the kid from Spain. You get a kid
Usman Garuba.
Yeah, Turkish kid at 16. Alperen Sengun, who a lot of people love at the power forward.
Yep.
He's like a 4-5, and then obviously Jalen Green. The Houston is going to be a nice young team.
They won't be a playoff team, but they got a lot of young talent last night in the first round. A lot of people gave them an AA+.
Two other teams that I noted, Golden State with Jonathan Kuminga, and you talk about swing.
You got Kuminga Moody. I loved it.
That's a great draft.
Now, I don't know if they're just going to sit on that. You think they're done?
What do you think? I think Wiseman will get moved at some point.
Yeah, that's my point. Is that I don't just think that's the team next year, and you got Wiseman and Kuminga and all the. I think they're, you know, again looking for veteran players that can help them win now. Whether they use one of those guys or none of them, or maybe it's just Wiseman to go get a guy like that. I still think that's a possibility because much as I love Moody and Kuminga, I don't think Kuminga. No, he's not going to help you win a title next year, I don't believe it. You want polished-off veterans, guys, I think, who can sort of finalize things for you if you're Golden State.
Two other teams that I wrote down, Charlotte with Book Knight, and they didn't even have to take 5 minutes after the Grizzlies passed on him. Kai Jones at 19, JT Thor from Auburn, who we talked about on this show in the second round, and Scotty Lewis from Florida, who everybody says has potential to have high upside. The best second-round pick, though, are Chicago Bulls. Went to Illinois in the second round and got Ayo Dosunmu, and he dropped all the way to number 38. I thought that was a great. I think he has that first round sort of zap, man. He's a terrific athlete.
Whoa, what does it say about, you know, last night that I was more excited about my dysfunctional Bulls picking Ayo?
I am with
getting
you on
him
this.
That late.
Yes.
Than I was about what the Grizzlies did at 10.
The whole hometown Chicago thing got me more riled up.
My dysfunctional front office has been screwing up for a long time. Got me a pick that I think is actually going to pan out and be a really good value in the second round. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the Grizzlies had done. We're trying to talk ourselves through it here with what the Grizzlies did. But like you, I liked that pick. Last night by the Chicago Bulls.
Kentucky also produced a first-round pick for the 12th straight year.
Of course.
Isaiah Jackson at number 22, extending the longest streak since 1966 in the common draft era. And then Russell Westbrook, we talked about that. Cade Cunningham was the number one pick. There was no smoke there. It was just all like Detroit.
1, 2, 3 was all what you expected.
Yeah.
I guess Barnes at 4 some. Thought maybe that could be Suggs. Suggs ends up going to Orlando, where they've got a ton of guards as it is.
Did you like the TV product or the draft product in general? I did the same as you. I was listening. I had a function with Jake, and then I got into the house and sort of watched it. And I wasn't as excited because I didn't. You know, listen. I hope the Grizzlies pan out. I wasn't as excited as I thought I was because I thought they'd get one of those guards. But I thought that the combo of Adrian Wojnarowski. I watched the ESPN broadcast. Did you watch on ABC or
ESPN? No, I watched on ESPN.
Yeah, I was watching ESPN. I thought Reese Davis was good. I like Jay Billison, those guys.
What did you think about Pert? You didn't even found the Moses Moody mixtape audio.
I got to find the Moses Moody mixtape.
I hesitate to make fun of Pert because he's a friend of the show. I love him.
He was on the morning show.
And let's be real. He loves the Grizz. He didn't love that pick last night of Zaire, but he's been a great representative of the Grizz, was one of the guys along with Monica McNutt that actually picked the Grizzlies to beat Golden State and make it to the playoffs. So I love Perk, but man, was that a mess last night when he tried to say one Moses Moody's name. It was an absolute mess, and they got on him for it. They also got on him for saying LeBron's ready to take a back seat or something along those lines. I didn't hear that, but he was Perk was the was the subject of some criticism last night. I told y'all, whether y'all like him or not, he's the new Charles Barkley. Like, people, that's sort of the way ESPN has cast him. He'll say anything. You know, he'll talk about it cheap. He'll compare some cheap suits. He'll bring up all kinds of stuff. He's wild and crazy. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. He'll call Rudy Gobert Gobert like he did on our show. He's that loose cannon that, you know, you add to a broadcast team that people like, they're drawn to, even if they don't like the take specifically right then. Here it is.
14th pick in the 2021 NBA draft.
Is this it? Okay.
The Golden State Warriors select Moses Moody from the University of Arkansas.
So they make the pick.
See the hugs with Mom, Rona, Dad, Kareem. His favorite memory was his dad teaching him to shoot. I love the pick, by the way, for the Warriors.
I love this for Golden State, right? And my turn for him, disruptive move. Because while you have the Splash Brothers shooting from Unlimited.
That's not it, was it? Because Kendrick wasn't with Jalen Rose.
He wasn't on that broadcast?
Yeah.
Here's the most. I think I got it here. Let me try this other one.
All right, we're gonna give you one more shot.
Let me pause that one and go to this other one.
Come
here.
Come on through for us, like Zaire
this
Williams.
Is live on air here with the. I'm also searching through Twitter, so bear with me, Jason. It's gonna be a second. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, here we go.
You
look at Moses Moody.
I should not be laughing.
We've all done it.
Because I'm jinxing myself. I'll do it before we even done with this show.
We've all done it.
We get in that rut and you get in there and can't get out.
When you look at Moody.
I think there's a little extra on Perk. I think people give a little extra when they zap Perk. That's my opinion. I don't know why that is. It just feels like people jab him a little harder than they jab your average commentator. Am I wrong? Like, he got a lot of heat. I'm like, when did Perk become the lightning rod for, like, when people misspoke, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, Perk's come a long way. When he first started, I questioned whether he'd be able to do it.
Right.
You know, frankly, it was rough when he first started. He was raw. He takes a little bit more heat than perhaps some others. And look, some of the times he's been hella wrong. Hell, didn't he pick the Grizzlies to win after they won the first one against Utah?
Yes,
to win the series.
Yes, he did. After that first win,
didn't work out too well. Jalen Rose was killing him on all his postseason. The only other postseason predictions he was making earlier, but
Rose flamed him though. I mean, on live ESPN, just killed him.
And I think some people hold his career against him in terms of what he was during his career, the role, sort of an enforcer type that got on people's nerves, wasn't necessarily a scorer, wasn't a production guy. Seen a back
a
and
brute.
Forth with KD.
Yeah, it's kind
but
of a brute.
I'm telling you right now, like he's Charles Barkley too, basically. I mean, other than the save for the greatness, has got the greatness checkbox that he doesn't have. But otherwise, I think he's fine.
Well, I think the thing
I enjoy him. I
think what you're talking about, like with Barkley and with
more
Perk,
comic relief,
is he's direct and it's not polished. Like, I think we have so much polish on television now with the Reese Davises, and it's like you
get numb to it. You can get that a dime a dozen. That's what I'm saying.
What are we talking about? Like, can we have somebody who's just riffing a little bit?
Got a little bit of flavor.
So unnatural sometimes when you're watching these shows, and when you see Perk, it's like it doesn't have to be perfection. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's human, man, and he comes up short a lot of times, makes mistakes, all that. But Don't we all? And
yeah.
That's the thing I love about Park.
I enjoy him.
He comes right back, gets right back to work. He's on all the shows. They work him pretty hard.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of gigs. He got a multi-million-dollar contract.
He's earned
from ESPN.
The raise that he's got, and I congratulate him. Look, yeah. I'm not going to sit here and be fangirl over
right.
Kendrick Perkins. I can take him or I can leave him, but
sure.
I think he takes a little bit more heat than he probably necessary. Last night he struggled with Moses Moody's name.
Right.
Should sell that as a mixtape. It would sell. Whether people will laugh at it, just buy it for the sound. I got one more before we get into Norton Hurt.
Yep.
Next story.
Dodgers finalizing deal.
Oh,
yes. To get Max Scherzer and a freaking all-star shortstop, is he not, in Trey Turner?
He's good.
From the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, he's good.
For a big prospect haul. It was all prospects, and yeah, they're all highly rated. But that doesn't help the Washington Nationals right now. They're obviously making a big deal here for the future. What it does is should cement what should be another title for the Los Angeles Dodgers, because Scherzer's 8-4, got a 2.76 ERA and 19 starts this season. Yes, it's Rich getting richer. He's a three-time Cy Young Award winner. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous that they're adding him to that staff. Turner, yes, all-star this season.
He's good.
Batting .322, 18 home runs, 49 RBIs. Like 49 RBI. Like, they need the help. They got. I mean, they've got everybody
they're
you need,
so
including
loaded.
Our my man Mookie.
Yeah.
They're absolutely loaded. I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop them now. That should not be a news flash. But the Dodgers doing what feels like cementing another title, a World Series title. Remember, this is after coming up short for years and years and years. Feels like now that they've broken through, they got a chance here. They want to win a few here in a row. Got a good chance to win, I think, when you add Max Scherzer and Trey Turner.
I do. These trade deals that include prospects are underrated sometimes in baseball. It's a little different than basketball. Like, this is how the Tampa Bay Rays got into the World Series a couple of years ago, because they traded with the Cardinals, and they had like two players that were in deals like this. So they get – they're also on the hook to pay Scherzer's – like, it's $12 million, so they have to pay that. The Dodgers do, that was owed. But then they get the number one Dodgers prospect – who's a catcher. This Ruiz kid is supposed to be like really good, like one of the best catching prospects in America in terms of the minors. And then they get a right-handed pitcher who's really good, like their number four, their number 22 right-handed pitcher. So, like, I bring that up because we don't talk about baseball a lot, but these trades aren't totally one-sided sometimes. You'd be surprised. This one does in the media, though. You're right. The Dodgers, man, if they don't win the World Series, something's wrong.
The payroll is $285 million, so yes, if they don't win the World Series,
something's wrong if the Dodgers don't win the World Series.
As we said, the Yankees are usually the ones with the highest payroll. This is $85 million more than the Yankees.
Jesus.
So
I mean, they are really unloaded.
You better win it when you're spending like you are here.
That's
so.
That Magic Johnson money right there,
but,
man.
No, part of it, no question about it. Rich get richer. Dodgers going to win another World Series title. At least that's what
I believe.
How
about your Cubs, though? Well, they traded their first baseman.
Rizzo's going to the Yankees.
Yep. Yeah,
so my Rizzo jersey
is no
more.
Are you emotional about this,
Jason?
I mean,
no, because I've seen it coming for a long time, and I've told you all month this was coming, so I've sort of prepared myself.
We going to have another trade today for me, guys?
It's like preparing yourself for somebody in the family that's been sick for a minute. You've been in
hospice.
And I knew these guys, whether it was Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Javi Baez. I knew these guys probably were not long for this world in terms of in Cubs jerseys. So I've been knowing this was coming, not extra sad about it. Look, I've got enough to be
You're not emotional about this?
No.
Okay.
We got enough to be emotional about just hoping Zaire Williams pans out, Brad.
Got that right.
My God, you're done with this franchise. You're done with
no,
that front
I'm not.
Office.
Don't
yes,
you
yes,
miss,
you, yes,
hey,
you are.
You're pulling like your old partner.
That's what John Martin does. That's
no,
the John Martin
listen,
special
don't
right there.
Don't miscast me. Hey, here's what I'm pulling for. Zaire to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, we're all hoping that. We'll see what Norton Hurd the Fourth thinks.
Yeah,
again, like we talked about, Williams not so far removed from being on the grassroots circuit. That's where Norton Hurd specializes. We'll talk to him on the other side, ask him a little Jalen Duren, ask him about the Peach Jam. We'll do that when we get back. Listen to J&J, 99 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Brad Carson on the ones and twos, mixing it up back there like Devin Steele.
Come on.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Devin had to go and move to Atlanta on
you working on a Friday.
Come on, man.
I tell you who's always working. His name is Norton Hurd IV. Coach, program director of Team Thad, proprietor of Slam Dunk Wings. Can follow him on Twitter at Dream Big Hurd. Heard him cheating on me with Gary Parrish the other day on his show, giving him all that good expertise. Now, that was right before the Peace Jam. It's now after the Peace Jam. Hurd, man, how did it go, man? How you doing? I know on a serious note, man, y'all went through hell, it sounded like, with COVID, the COVID testing. Heard you saw it reported. I heard you talking. You had positive tests. Sounded like, man, it was rough over there in, North Augusta, South Carolina.
Yeah, first of all, thank y'all for having me on.
Pleasure.
Once again, everything was great. Jason, you know, you're my guy.
I still love you.
92.
He's national.
The 92.9 FM is just my family in a whole. But you're my main guy.
That was warm.
We're a family.
Thank you, brother.
At different times of the day, they might need me on for dinner, lunch,
recycling,
or breakfast, depending on who needs me.
I understand.
So we get that.
And he is national.
It feels more refreshing today. I don't hear nobody else chirping in the background with you. This feels very good right now, but
we know who you're talking about. He's got one more day left of paternity leave, Hurd, so you're catching us on a good day here.
I got you. I get it. It's a great day. So, first of all, with the PGM situation,
man,
as people have heard, man, and I know it have been different twists of it. the EYBL did a good job of trying to do a good job of just protecting everybody. Nobody is ready for this COVID thing, you know, outside of, you know, the CDC and scientists, but I'm going to keep it real. They changed their mind a lot if you watch the CNN. So nobody fully knows it. The coaches was good. Most of our coaches are vaccinated. And even a lot of the kids throughout there, not to say names or put people out, they were even good. But, you know, you can be feeling good and feeling great and still test positive. So put on a great show for the EYBL Nike basketball. They're happy with us at the 17U level for the city. We came up out of our pool play 4-1, beat three EYBL teams by over 20 points. We're ranked top 5 or 6 teams going into the official PJ. Well, unfortunately, due to hefty and safety protocols, not role players, which we don't want anybody to have to do safety protocols. You know, if people can read between lines, I'm going to leave it at that. Safety protocols and health protocols. Well, our best players from a points assist never even made it to the Peace Jam week. Now, it is an honor to make Peace Jam, period, because making Peace Jam is like making the playoffs. It's a successful year. But we had a really good chance of making the Final Four, making the championship run, and our better players weren't able to play. We tried to, you know, bring some young kids up to at one point. We were shut, you know, we were shut down. And not just our team. It was other teams there that was good on different age groups, 15, 16, 17, for whatever reason. At some point, you know, safety and health, you know, comes before anything, you know. And unfortunately, it was sad. It's our, you know, these kids last summer, last Peace Jam, they were playing great. They really feel like they didn't get took out on the court or they didn't get took out their own. So, it's a, you know, right. It's a funny taste in your mouth when you know, it was just unfortunate luck the reason why you didn't lose because of – because I'm sure you got plenty of scouts, you know, Jason, college coaches, friends – they would tell you, like, Team Thad was one of the hottest teams down there, record stuff. Gary can tell you he was there. Mm-hmm. And we just had, unfortunately, mishap. I'm very proud of the boys. I try to keep them encouraged because, you know, we didn't accomplish our second goal due to health reasons. That was winning Peace Jam. But our first goal at Team Thad is to get better and get D1 offers, and we always, everybody on the team, I say not D1 offers, period, go to school free, but everybody on the team have a D1 offer. Most people have multiple ones. Most people have high majors, and they get a chance to go to school free and experience and that's what it's about at the end of the day. The NBA, you know, that can happen afterwards, but our main thing is getting kids in school free. That's why we do it. That's, everything else comes after
right.
that.
It's
you
bigger,
know what
bigger
I mean?
Purpose than just winning the Peace Jam. There's a bigger purpose. We get that.
Yeah. Right.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And always, and that's always been the thing for your program, even as you've won national titles. And we'll continue to look to do that on the EYBL circuit. So school us real fast. So you didn't have Hood Shafino. You didn't have Amar Knox, the Memphis commitment. Chandler, too, had issues. All those, you said your top players, those were guys were not available because of this. All the testing that was going on and everything else?
Yeah, and not to mention single-handedly call people out, but most of the people you just named were not available.
Okay.
And so, and that's the kind of what it was, because I know people like, what happened? You might go online and see, we lost some games. Well, we didn't play all our games, you know, but the games that we played when we were fully healthy and everybody played.
You were one of the best teams there. Yeah.
We were one of the best teams,
yeah,
and nobody
evident.
Could stop it. Nobody could deal with it. And that's just the bottom line. And we put on for the city, you know, we put it on for Nike basketball. We put on for the city of Memphis. And everybody who followed us saw it would have been very, very proud, you know, of what was going on. Unfortunately, and like my thing, I tell people too, and you know this about me, Jason, I'm very competitive. I'm a hard worker. I'm a Memphis guy. I don't make no excuses. To me, excuses like, oh, the kids didn't play right, or the kids was off. No, you literally had people that couldn't play. That's a fact. You know what I mean? Like, that happened. Yeah. You had people who lost that. This is a real fact. This ain't nothing like, oh, we went down there, we played flat. You know, this is, if a person can't play at all, that changes rejected anybody team. I mean, what if we made it to the first round of the playoffs and Ja Morant couldn't play? I think that changes the whole, you know, way.
You sound like you're trying to convince somebody. Like there's people out there that were saying, oh, I told them it was going to be a different story for them on the EYBL. You sound like you're trying to convince some folks that, but there should need to be
I'm
no convincing.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
We're in the middle of a, we're not done with this pandemic.
Group.
Go ahead.
There are a small group of people who don't know basketball and are kind of ignorant. The majority of the people in this city of Memphis,
I can hear it in your voice.
It's smart and have called me and said, how are y'all doing? We watched. We was rooting. Y'all one of the best teams there. Some people who probably wasn't watching that kept up and just saw, oh, why are they out of it? And then maybe you know how to wear a goat, baby.
Yeah, you've schooled them now.
Yeah.
You can't be too worried about them fools anyway, Herd.
No, sir. People been asking me to respond to small people all week. I said, no. My voice is only being spoken on 92.9. I don't have time to come to the barbershop or none of that.
Tell me this, because when you were cheating on me with Parrish, I was listening to y'all, and I was listening to Parrish talk about how good Hood Schifino is. And you told me, too, that, you know, in addition to having Amar Knox, who's already committed to Memphis, Chandler Jackson got a Memphis offer, that Jalen Hood Schifino's got that offer as well from Memphis. I heard Parrish saying he thinks he's top 20, top 15 caliber type prospect. Is that what we're talking about? And how involved is Memphis? Tell us about, for those that miss Gary and you together, give us an idea of Jalen Hood Schifino, his ceiling, and how involved Memphis is.
Jalen Hood Schifino, and not to cop on what we were just talking about, really feel bad for him because the first week
he was shining.
Before we was entering into PGM, he was easily one of the best players. He made first team EYBL coach, and he was looking like he was going into being a top 10, top 15 player, and I really hate that he didn't play that second week because I just really think it would have been he was playing that good. And yet Memphis either offered him yesterday or the day before, and Memphis or whoever get him, it is a smart move because he is headed in the right direction. He is going up, up, up. Some people, because he was on a loaded Mount Verde team and he split so many minutes, I think a lot of people kind of didn't realize how good he was, you know. And he was really big time that first week. He was probably arguably our best player at the time. And like I say, Memphis or whoever get him, Tiger fans, if y'all got any voice and y'all won't, this is a kid everybody should be rooting to get. Like, I stand behind. And, you know, I don't even get into all that, but he's really good, Coach, especially if you go. And the game should still be online when we played the first five games or six with all our team. And he was just phenomenal. He really was. 6'5", combo guard, point guard, can do it all. Score, get others about defend. I mean, he's pretty good. No. College body, he's pretty good.
It seemed really unfortunate that, you could, like you said, like he was just blowing the heck up, like just heating up at that time that this thing gets cut off. So it's unfortunate for him. But it sounds like he made quite an impression already with so many others. What about for Tigers fans listening to us right now, how's Amar Knox's game come along for you? How did it come along for you, Herd, during this circuit season? He's committed to Memphis, obviously, for 2022. What'd you see from Knox in terms of this circuit season and his development? Memphis fans, I'm sure, very interested to hear.
Man, Amar Knox, guys, he can score with the best of them, y'all. I know some people, because I'm not on Facebook much, but every now and then, like, somebody screenshot me something from a Tiger group, which is a great group here. And I have seen most people like it, but some people have talked about he's frail. But I'm going to keep it real with you. He's playing in the EYBL with the next college star next to some of the biggest people in the world. And getting downhill in the open court and speed and scoring, Amar Knox, give it to you. You're going to be very – you know, we all got weaknesses, but as far as putting it in a hole and being a fan favorite – and just he's just so fast. Unless your defense is set up, if you anywhere backpedaling, it's over. He's fast, like a blur. And so he's constantly getting better. And then, of course, you know, they add college weight on him. I think he was a good – I think that was one of Penny – and I don't get too deep in their recruitment, but that was one of the smarter things I think he did early, because I remember when he first offered Amar, people was like, whoa, nobody ever – and now it looks very smart because I have multiple high-major coaches – have hit me, Coach, who is number four? Oh, no, he's already committed to Memphis. Really? You get what I mean? And
sure.
So he made it where he didn't have to go through that. You know what I mean? And so I think Tiger fans will be very excited about Amar Knox. And like I said about him, you could catch him this year, senior year, Bartlett High School. You know, he's not one of the kids coming from out of town, so you can already start being – you know, getting used to his game.
What's he like defensively? He's a local kid. What's he like defensively? Like, is like most prospects his age got work to do? Is he a dog on that end? Give me a little on that end. How's he fit? Because we know Penny's got a program that, you know, that's part of their identity is what you can do defensively and putting pressure on folks. Is he all right?
Well, I'm going to say this. If you know anything about me, Jason, or any other media to come out or call anything, I think from the Grizzlies to the Tigers to Team Thad to any urban team here that's organized, we are a grit and grind defensively. So you can't play for me if you don't play defense. I don't care if you're averaging 50. So Amar Knox is really good defensively. If you go back and watch when we play the Knight Riders, where people say the game of the year, he held the number 7 kid in the nation. Like, Amar is a pest on defense, and he's very quick, you know what I mean? And he makes in a passing lane. So he has good defense. I mean, if you had to say weaknesses, you know, you had to nitpick side. You know, some people think he needs to put more weight on him for that level, you know, which that'll come. Maybe being a true point guard, he is a point guard, he's more of a scoring point. You know what I'm saying? So them couple of things, as far as on both sides of the court, no, Amar Knox ready.
Did the Grizzlies get a steal last night, you think, at Zaire Williams? We're talking, of course, Norton Hurd IV, coach and program director of Team Thad not long ago. You know, Zaire Williams was on the circuit. He was one of the highest-ranked prospects in the country as a high school prospect. What do you think about him, Coach? Love your eye for players, and I'm sure you're very familiar with his game. Do you think by the year two we're looking up and we're saying – maybe even by late year one, that the Grizzlies got one here? I guess a lot of us were stuck scratching our head last night. Where you at on Zaire Williams for the Grizzlies? They get a good one?
Well, you know Memphis have gotten better at drafting lately, but
this
years
office,
ago I didn't ever understand they drafting, okay? Maybe it was my misunderstanding. And I never thought they did good with getting wings. I always thought they was good at getting point guards and bigs. Remember I told you that. Mm-hmm. I think last night was high risk, high reward because the kid has high potential and this and that. But if you heard Jay Billis and them last night, he was one of those kids that they felt like he was better than his first year number said.
Sure.
So if they're going by long-term potential, the kid he's supposed to be is going to look great. He got a steal. If they're going by what he did last year, he was drafted too high. You see what I mean? So this could even make them look really good or really bad because let's say they drafted what's the kid from UConn?
Book Knight. Book Knight was
Book
there.
Knight. I wasn't about to say it correct, but I can say stuff. John ain't here to correct me on every word this week. So, yeah, whether it was – the kid from UConn, because we're just talking real great sports like we do at 92.9. We're not teaching grammar class right now.
It's family, so, as you say. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
It's family. We like in the backyard at the barbecue just feeling good and letting the world know about this good, great basketball history we got here in Memphis. But him or Moses, was it Moody?
Yes, Moses, yeah, Moody. That's the two we were talking about. Yes, Book Knight and Moody.
So if they would have picked them two and it didn't work out, I don't think you can blame them because the evidence and IQ and, you know, everything says these are kids
production.
You should have picked in the top 10 production-wise based on last year. But picking this one, now you're going high risk, high reward. People either get raises or get fired over stuff like this, okay? Because you didn't go with, you know, quote-unquote, you know, the scientists or the productivity that goes out of analytics with this one, you know? So, you know, that's my thought on that. But he do have huge upside because you got a kid like Brandon Boston. He didn't have a great year and he dropped, but it was a few kids like the kid we drafted, Josh Christopher, and other kids who didn't have – they stats didn't show how good they were. But, you know, it's also another term people use. Some kids' game is more NBA-ready than college-ready. I don't know if you ever heard that. So sometimes kids can get drafted being a little less productive – because of stuff like that also.
What's the what's the word on Jalen Duren, who was part of that team final that went on and won the Peach Jam? We know how much Memphis wants him. We know Miami wants him. Kentucky wants him. So do the pro leagues. G League's got $1 million offer released reportedly on the table for him. What do you think happens there with Jalen Duren? What you hearing? We all expect him to reclassify here soon and make a decision. What do you think happens?
You know what? I had been hearing, I could be wrong, that Memphis was in it good. Now, mm-hmm. I will say this. I've been on the road 3 weeks, so I'm just getting my life back together, okay?
Yes. In
that bubble. So I don't know what happened at PGM or this and that. What, he's supposed to announce here soon, right? What, August or something? Or am I out the loop? When do he supposed to announce?
I don't have the official win right in front of me, but it was always out the understanding right after the Peace Jam was what.
Right after the Peace Jam.
That's how
okay,
what I was working on. So any day now is my understanding, unless he set a date.
Okay, because some kids have said August 1st. I didn't know if he was one of those kids or whatever. So he, good player, watched him for the last couple of weeks. Like I said, I did hear Memphis in good, and I think he did some really good things. I was kind of preparing to play them, you know what I mean? Because I kind of thought we would be the ones in the finals with them. So, of course, I looked at them a couple times, and they did great things. But he's a awesome player, number potential, grown man. Now, this is what I saw. I could be wrong. If we get him Memphis, he's going to be a one-and-done top five, top ten guy, if not higher. But I know how Memphis expectations are and our fans are. I wouldn't expect him to average 20, 25 points.
Okay, I'm glad you're going here. Because I was listening to Parrish, who was there, who was saying, you know, for a usual number one pick, you kind of expect a little bit, you know, you sort of expect a little bit more. And I saw where Gavoni already has him going fourth in next year's draft after whether he goes to the G League or plays a season in college.
Mm-hmm.
Is he that high, Heard? Or are you kind of with Gary that – okay. So he's a guy with his potential could be go fourth in next year's draft. It's not y'all came away disappointed by watching Jalen Duren.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say he's a top 10 pick. I don't want to put three or four, but I would say it's because – He's going to continue to get better, and with his size, he can do so much stuff, and he's so versatile. But what I'm saying is, you don't have to average 20 to be a top five pick. Anthony Davis averaged like 7-8 points, and he kept growing into his role. So I know sometimes we from Memphis. I remember when Thaddeus Young got drafted, seeing Penny and Jim, seeing all the greats. And I remember when Thad got drafted, we would go back to Mitch Community Center, and guys will pick him up full court. This is Memphis, so Memphis is a city you got to show me. So if they hear somebody going top five, that no Memphis guy is going to be, man, he must have averaged 25-15. No, he's not going to average 25-15. He will be probably a double-double guy, though. You know what I mean? Close to double-double guy, which is great, but he will be a guy that's reclassing up. He, as big as his body is, he won't be done about 18. I'm sure he still got to learn, but he do a lot of things. He's a guy you can play through. He's going to hit the open man. He's going to hit because he made that team a lot better. But when I watched him, because we're not that big, we're scrappy, I wasn't as scared because I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to just dominate us every time and try to dunk on us? No, it ain't
That's
he more so does everything. Now, he will do it, but I'm saying he wasn't doing it to the level of I was just like, oh, my God, how we're – because I was looking at it from a we-go-play-him standpoint, not just a fully fan standpoint. So I was looking at it from another angle. And, no, if Memphis could get him, he's going to be great. He's definitely going to be a one-and-done kid. But I wouldn't – because I think we might have put a few more expectations on Musa than we should have.
Are you
now, he's more polished than that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you surprised that we're here – and he's this close to potentially picking a college? Because I would tell you that, and you might not be because you're closer to it, but I would tell you that 4 or 5 weeks ago, we're all saying there's no way he's turning down that million. But listening to Parrish.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.